Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're focusing on Aon PLC, a leading global professional services firm providing a broad range of risk, retirement, and health solutions. Aon is known for its expertise in risk management, insurance brokerage, and human capital consulting. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Aon has been a significant player in the risk management and insurance brokerage industry for years. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the status quo bias and overconfidence influence their decision-making, especially in areas like risk assessment and client consulting?
The status quo bias is particularly relevant to Aon's approach, especially in how they manage client relationships and risk assessment strategies. The status quo bias refers to the preference for maintaining existing conditions rather than making changes. Aon leverages this bias by focusing on refining and enhancing their established risk management practices and client consulting services. This approach ensures consistency and reliability in their services, which is critical for clients who rely on Aon for managing complex risks and navigating uncertain environments. Overconfidence also plays a significant role, particularly in how Aon approaches strategic initiatives and market positioning. Overconfidence refers to the tendency for people to overestimate their abilities or the success of their strategies. Given Aon's long history of leadership in risk management and insurance brokerage, the company's leadership might exhibit strong confidence in their ability to continue setting industry standards and expanding their global reach. This overconfidence can drive Aon to pursue ambitious growth strategies, including mergers and acquisitions, with the expectation of significant returns. While this can lead to successful outcomes, it also poses risks if Aon overestimates the synergies from acquisitions or underestimates the challenges associated with integrating diverse business units.
And this focus on leveraging the status quo bias and overconfidence has helped Aon maintain its leadership position in the risk management industry, appealing to both clients and investors who value stability and expertise.
Exactly. Aon's strategic use of the status quo bias in maintaining their core services and overconfidence in pursuing growth strategies appeals to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic expansion. However, this approach also means that Aon must carefully manage the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and competitive pressures, particularly as the professional services landscape continues to evolve with new challenges and opportunities.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Aon. As a major player in the professional services industry, DEI is particularly important for Aon. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Aon's approach to DEI is crucial, especially as the company operates in a global and highly competitive industry where inclusivity can drive better decision-making, client satisfaction, and employee engagement. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Aon's ability to innovate and adapt by fostering a culture that values diversity and inclusion. A commitment to DEI allows Aon to attract and retain top talent from various backgrounds, which is essential for maintaining its competitive edge in the professional services industry. For investors, Aon's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Aon build stronger relationships with clients, employees, and communities, reinforcing its brand as one that values inclusivity and ethical leadership.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in industries like professional services, where the ability to foster inclusivity and client trust is critical to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and client consulting strategies, Aon not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of stakeholders, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptation, Aon operates in a highly competitive and globally interconnected industry. How does the company adapt to changing market conditions and client needs, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Aon's strategy involves continuously adapting its risk management solutions, consulting services, and business models to meet the evolving needs of clients and global markets while maintaining its focus on innovation and client satisfaction. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with market volatility, regulatory changes, and client expectations. Aon's ability to understand and respond to new market trends, such as the increasing demand for data-driven risk management, the shift towards digital insurance solutions, and the integration of advanced analytics, allows it to stay relevant and competitive. By using data analytics, client feedback, and market research, Aon can identify emerging opportunities and adjust its strategies accordingly, helping to mitigate risks and capitalize on new opportunities in the professional services market.
And this adaptability is essential for Aon, especially as they face competition from other professional services firms and the growing demand for more personalized and technology-driven solutions. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and leadership in a changing industry is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Aon's focus on understanding market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the risk management and insurance brokerage industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in client needs, technological advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Aon to other companies in the professional services and insurance sectors like Marsh McLennan, Willis Towers Watson, and Gallagher. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Aon's dynamics are often compared to other professional services giants like Marsh McLennan, Willis Towers Watson, and Gallagher, particularly in their approach to client consulting, risk management, and competition. Aon's strength lies in its focus on comprehensive risk management solutions and global reach, appealing to investors looking for a company that balances operational excellence with strategic growth. Marsh McLennan, with its emphasis on risk, strategy, and human capital consulting, appeals to investors interested in a company that prioritizes diversification and market leadership. Willis Towers Watson, known for its leadership in advisory and brokering services, attracts those looking for a company that is driving advancements in human capital and risk management. Gallagher, with its focus on insurance brokerage and risk management services, appeals to investors interested in companies that integrate personalized client service with global capabilities. Aon's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for expertise, strong market presence, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the professional services industry.
And unlike Gallagher, which focuses heavily on insurance brokerage, Aon's strength lies in its broad range of risk management and consulting services, appealing to a different type of investor and market.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Aon, the focus on comprehensive risk management, global reach, and market adaptability provides a unique value proposition in the professional services industry.
To sum up, Aon's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their risk management strategies, adaptation to changing market conditions, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Aon's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives. I'm gonna go get some more.